You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have some work to do if they are going to recover from what was a very disappointing season in 2016. They have been working at the winter meetings trying to shore up their roster. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Richard Justice, Jack Morris. Richard, let's start off with, well, first of all, Albert Pujols. Was that news surprising all of a sudden that he had this surgery? It kind of came out of nowhere.
Well, I don't think it's surprising. He's 36 years old and he's played 2,500 games. This stuff is going to happen. I think the first thing the Angels did is catch your breath and say, okay, how long? They're saying 4 months. A right plantar fasciitis, that we've seen that. A lot of players have that through the years. The great thing is he didn't try to play through it in the offseason and say it'll be okay. So they're confident he'll be Albert again on by opening day. But it's not what you hope for. It's going to be close.
The season's been over for a while, though. I think that's what kind of took me off guard, was that the late date of having the surgery. Did that take you off guard?
Yeah, it's a little bit puzzling. You know, Albert's been through this before. His feet have been a big part of the injury process that he's gone through. So, you know, how he responds to it at his age, a lot of questions. He's still owed a lot of money, and that career is projected to last a lot longer. Let's hope that he comes back healthy and can be productive.
Yeah, you know, we have to accustom ourselves to a different Albert now. And he looked at times last year like the old Albert. But as with David Ortiz, there are days you see him run and you go, you know he's hurting. And that's just part of life at his age.
So he signed through age 42. So that's probably going to end well.
Yeah. That's okay, though. You sign him knowing, look, we just went out and got the best player in baseball. We're hoping to win a championship. Win a championship, those other years don't matter. You go into a deal like that knowing there's risk.
Okay, so let's look at what they need to do to be competitive in 2017. They have an opening at second base. Well, they have openings in several places, but let's start with second base.
Yeah, they've been linked to everybody. You know, Neil Walker's now off the market, so that's not going to happen. It doesn't look like the Tigers are going to trade Ian Kinsler. Either that or the Angels don't have the pieces to get him. So Chase Utley's the name that just jumps off the free agent list at you. And Billy Epler's done about all he could to tamp the expectations down and saying, no, we will go into it with Caleb Coward and Cliff Pennington. You know, the interesting one is they have a young kid at AA named David Fletcher. He's 22 years old. And every scout says, that's a little David Eckstein there. That's a pretty high compliment. So he's
a little David Eckstein. Can you get littler than David?
No. Yeah, a younger David Eckstein.
Oh, younger, okay.
Say. David Eckstein. But that would be if that, you know, at some point when you're managing payroll and you're moving along, you have to bring young kids along. And they feel like he might be ready at some point next year.
Of course, the name of the game will always be starting pitching to get through a long season. And as we know, that the Angels have had a few issues in that area, especially a lot of arm surgeries. So they might need to dabble in the free agent market, maybe to probably get somebody, one of the lower tier guys, to just eat up some innings.
It's a problem that every team seems to have right now, and there's just not a lot of premier free agent starters out there. There's a couple great closers out there. I don't know if the Angels are looking to add payroll. That's the problem. So it's going to be an issue that the Angels are going to have to patch from within, in my opinion. Do they have guys at the high minor league level to be able to jump ship and come up and contribute at the big league level? Those are big questions for the Angels, because if they're going to compete at all, you know, they've got some good pieces, no question. They got the best player in the game, Mike Trout. But without pitching, Minnesota can tell you how it works out. Not too well. By the way, Brian Dozier's name has been thrown out there.
That's
by the Twins.
One, right. Yeah.
And maybe the Angels have enough in their minor league system to tempt the Twins to make a deal there.
You know, it all comes down to Garrett Richards. If Garrett, there was a point last season where he said, this guy's headed for Tommy John, no question about it. And he's had the platelet injection and all that stuff. And what Billy Epler and Mike Socha will say is that he's throwing off a mound now, that he's ready to go, he's feeling no pain. If Garrett Richards is there, and this is one thing about the Angels that Billy Epler is so smart about, is that he understands you don't need 5 starting pitchers. You need 10 or 12. So they're going into it now with Richards and Shoemaker and Skaggs, Nolasco, Jesse Chavez. And then they're going to move the reliever, J.C. Ramirez, into the rotation. The young guy they have, left-hander, Nate Smith, Alex Meyer, Andrew Haney will be back at some point. So they get it. And, like, they're not trying to go get 5 or 6 starters. We got to have a dozen guys. We'll go in and let them compete, because by the time it's over, we're going to need all of them and probably two more.
Yeah, they had like nine starting pitchers going into they were looked to be a very deep starting rotation going into spring training, and then it turned out most of them got hurt.
The Dodgers are the cautionary tale. 15 starters last year, and a couple of years ago, the Dodgers had eight starting pitchers, and every question, people like me would show up and go, "You got a big problem. You're going to have guys ticked off about this." And by opening day, they were into their ninth starting pitcher.
So our old friend Bud Norris, his name has shown up as a possible drawing interest from the Angels. Do you think there's anything to that?
Yeah, I think what they're doing now, this tells you how confident they are about their roster, is that they're not attacking second base as much as Coco Crisp, 37 years old, switch hitter, can be a fourth outfielder. And Bud Norris, who, you know, at one time you and I probably thought he would be a top of the rotation guy. He reinvented himself in Atlanta and then didn't pitch well for the Dodgers. And so he's a guy that's got talent. He's from California, although the other part of California. It's worth a shot. Bring him in and see he's got something left. Put him with a new pitching coach. You know, you never know when a guy is going to click.
You know, the fashion in baseball is starters that end up being pretty productive out of the bullpen. And when you have an excess of starters in your bullpen, you know, could be improved. Maybe some of those guys will find that two innings of work or one inning of work two or three times a week is better for them, and they'll maybe get to a level that they haven't gotten to as a starter. Alex Meyer is one that's gone back and forth with Minnesota, and all of a sudden, you know, here's a guy with a great arm. He's always been talked about as a prospect. He hasn't shown that at the major league level yet, and maybe he'll find a way to pitch one inning. Mike Socha's, you know, he's been around a long time, and I think he's actually buying into this whole thing with shortening the game and getting to the pen.
Yeah, and you find that the velocity goes up. Yep. When you take a starter and put him in a two-inning role, the velocity goes up. And what the Dodgers are the first person to say, first team that I've heard say this, Farhan Zaidi said it, is that, you know, we typically compensate pitchers for innings and starters or saves. And he said, if we got a guy that can pitch that role, two innings today, three innings 3 days from now, we're going to compensate that guy. We're going to let that guy go. No, you're not just aiming for the next thing. This is your thing, and you can make a nice living here.
So you informed me right before our conversation started that the Angels, by Fangraphs, are projected to win 85 games. I find that staggering. That's over five. That's several games over 500. I would not have put them in that category quite yet. Does that surprise you at all?
No, I've been bullish on the Angels because you have the best player in the game. You have Pujols, who's healthy again, and you have some of these young guys like Cowart and the young catcher, Bandy, and you have a great manager in Mike Socha. And so you're saying, out of Richards and Shoemaker and Skaggs, we're going to figure something out. And also, Seattle's sort of in flux. They have Seattle at 84, one behind. And then Texas and Oakland, you know, Texas has holes to fill. They fill one of them with Carlos Gomez. That may change. And Houston's a little bit better than everybody else right now.
Jack, how do you see the AL West stacking up in terms of where the Angels fit into this whole scenario?
I don't see the Angels that good, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were. That's the kind of thing with the Angels, you know. And it, for me, it's about Mike Socha. He seems to find a way to piece it together. I think he's shown that he's one of the game's best managers, obviously one of the longest tenured managers. And, you know, I don't know how good Seattle's going to be. I don't know if they're going to go out and get somebody. If they add Encarnacion to the mix in Seattle, all of a sudden they're a better ball club. They've got some pretty good pitching up there. So I still think they have a chance to win it. I never rule out Texas. You know, even with an aging pitching staff, you know, they've got a good thing going down there. So, you know, the only thing I can say is I don't think Oakland will win.
You know, one thing about Socha is...
A bold statement.
Socha is like, I think of him like a great coach in that even in the worst of times he'll find three or four things to emphasize. Like last year they were bad and you'd see him and go, boy, for the last week our base running has been really good. And to me that's like, this is something to build on, and that's why he's great at what he does. He gives his guys a reason to, they show up and play. 2 years ago they're in contention to the 162nd game of the year, and he was having to make up the lineup every day. He's good.
Yes, he is. Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.